Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Laura Simon, let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a first look at that forecast. Jamie, not feeling too bad outside on this Easter Sunday.
No, not bad at all. Yeah, when I saw Easter was early this year, I'm like, oh, there's a better chance it's going to be cold. But no, it's nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, warm temperatures ahead again today. Already warm out there. So really, it's a great forecast for anything you have going on this Easter morning. If you do want to do some of those egg hunts outside, hey, we're good to go there. 58 degrees currently, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. We've watched a few very spotty rain showers over the course of the overnight hours into early this morning, but right now not picking up much on the power Doppler. This being said, a warm front is lifting north of our area. We could see a spot or a stray shower or storm fire up north of that front probably later on today, maybe late this morning, probably more so though. The better chance of that would be this afternoon and evening in northeast Missouri, west central Illinois. That's where those rain chances are highest today. We do have a lot of clouds out there. So today, yesterday we had clouds and sun. We had plenty of sunshine though yesterday. It was a pretty bright day. Today, maybe not quite as bright. Probably a little bit more in the way of cloud cover. Not saying it's going to be completely overcast all day long, because that's not the case either. But we'll have clouds mixing with some of that sunshine. Temperature-wise, we're in the mid to upper 50s. For most places, a few 60s on the map. We're at 61 degrees in Cuba. And for today, we will have those highs approaching about 80 degrees. So it will be a fast warm-up to the upper 60s by 11. And then we will see the upper 70s to around 80 degrees this afternoon. A little bit breezy at times as well. Now, Monday, things do get a little bit more interesting. We'll talk about that storm threat coming up in just a few minutes, Laura.
All right, Jamie, thanks so much. A woman dies after a shooting in the Tower Grove East neighborhood. Police were called to Arsenal between Louisiana and Compton just before 4 yesterday morning. That's when they arrived. They found a 25-year-old woman suffering from a gunshot wound to her chest. The woman, who police say was possibly was taken to the hospital where she ended up dying. Police say they do have a suspect in custody who they ended up detaining at the scene. The homicide division's leading this investigation. If you have any information about this case and would like to remain anonymous, you are asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS. The president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen says there is still hope of passing a measure. It would make intersections safer for both emergency vehicles as well as other drivers. An effort a couple years back by the You Paid For It team and a city alderman fell short. And Elliot Davis has the latest updates to this story in this morning's You Paid For It.
The green light changeover system came to my attention after St. Charles County put it into effect at hundreds of county intersections. Here is recent video of the system in action from the O'Fallon, Missouri Fire Protection District in St. Charles County. It turns the lights green for emergency vehicles like police, fire, and ambulances to go through the intersections. The lights are red for everyone else. It's a way to make the intersections safer for first responders and safer for motorists as well by avoiding collisions. The You Paid For team first brought the idea to now former Alderman Joe Vaccaro, who pushed it and got it past the Board of Aldermen, but it languished and died after that, never becoming law. Vaccaro now hoping others on the board will pick up the ball.
The board bill that I put in when I was there got 100%. Everyone voted in favor of it with a promise this was going to move on. It's not moving on. They need to keep their promise, make it safe for our first responders, make it safe for the citizens.
Board of Aldermen President Megan Green says there's still hope.
You supported the measure before to make intersections safer. What happened to that, and is that going to be resurrected at all?
So there was a $10 million price tag on that bill. The direction I see that going at the moment is we've been doing this massive public engagement around the use of RAM settlement funds. one of the top issues that folks have said that they want money dedicated to is street safety. Mm-hmm. And so I see something like that fitting within that bucket. And so as we continue to have conversations around how we use RAM settlement funds, I anticipate that that will be part of that discussion.
One person who sold on this is the St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, who pushed the green light changeover system in St. Charles County. Ellman says they're getting great results. The system is installed at 350 intersections since 2022. Some 200 St. Charles County emergency vehicles have it. The system was activated 85,950 times. Officials say it reduced response time by an average of 26 seconds. The total cost, $800,000. Taxpayers in the county paid $160,000 of it. Federal taxpayers paid the lion's share, $640,000.
Response times are down 26 seconds, which may seem minimal to us talking here, but if we're sitting there with a loved one in a really hazardous medical situation, you're waiting for that ambulance to show up, man, every second counts, and it counts a lot. So if we can save one or two lives a year, I think it's well worth the effort and the money we've put into it.
Can you get the mayor's support on that?
I think so. I think everybody is aligned in recognizing that we have to make our streets safer, and it's going to take a multi-pronged approach. There's not just one thing we have to do. There is a lot of things we have to do to create safer streets.
This whole Gateway Green Light program is funded about 15% by the taxpayers of St. Charles County. I want to thank them. But I also want to thank all the taxpayers in your viewer audience that pay federal taxes, because on the other 80%, they paid for it.
And that was Elliot Davis reporting for us. Mayor Tashara Jones has indicated her support for the idea in the past if the money could be found to pay for it. This Easter morning, there are sunrise services going on across the bi-state, but events have been going on all weekend long, including an Easter egg drop put on by the First Assembly Church out in St. Peter's. And if you look at this video here, you can see this as thousands of people came out to the fourth annual community egg drop, the day filled with family fun, including the Easter bunny in that helicopter there dropping down eggs for kids to collect. They also had balloon artists out there, food trucks, face painting, and obstacle courses as well. And you saw just a moment ago the Easter bunny leaning out of the side of that helicopter, dropping Easter eggs for all those kiddos to collect.
As a part of the community, we realize that it takes all of us to come together. And we see an opportunity for us to be able to gather together at a time of year when people are needing to find hope. And as a church, we want to be a church that this community knows is known for hope, known for help.
The event went on into the early evening with special in-person worship services. Special Easter services are happening at 9 and 11 at their St. Peter's location, and at 10:30 this morning at their church in Ferguson. Meantime, masses at the Cathedral Basilica in the Central West End are happening this morning at 8, 10, and noon. A huge turnout at Francis Park in South St. Louis for their Easter egg hunt. Children came out to find Easter eggs that were loaded with treats and other prizes. Some eggs even had $25 prizes, including gift cards. Easter Bunny making a special appearance to take pictures of the kids who came out there. Hundreds of families attended the activities there at the park. The 47th year of the Compton Heights Easter Parade is happening today. Staging for the parade will begin at 12:45 this afternoon. The parade itself will start at 1. The route will go along Hawthorne, crossing Compton to Russell to Longfellow, and then back to the Grand Point. The parade typically lasts between 30 and 60 minutes, and the Easter egg hunt is also back again this year, where each kid who is registered will receive around 10 eggs that are filled with goodies, and they'll have a chance to meet the Easter Bunny for photos too. If you have a convertible, classic, or special interest car, you are encouraged to drive it in the parade today if you can. Speaking of cars, the Horseless Carriage Club of Missouri, Inc. wants you to step back in time today and witness automotive history firsthand. The St. Louis tradition's happening at the Upper Muni Opera Parking Facility in Forest Park from 11 this morning till 3 this afternoon. The event is free. Anyone's welcome to attend. It offers a rare opportunity to admire authentic, restored, and original antique cars, some dating back over a century. The Easter Show, as it is widely known, is the largest and most significant gathering of its kind in the region. So lots of events going on today. I know a lot of people are waking up early, maybe doing their Easter egg hunts before church, maybe going to church first and then doing that. Yeah. You know, they might wake up and see what the Easter bunny left behind. But nonetheless, people want to know how they can dress for this weather. And you mentioned, you know, Easter's a little bit earlier this year.
But
luckily, the weather's pretty nice.
I know. Yeah, really nice. 80 degrees. For the forecast high and the humidity, you'll notice it a little bit more so too.
A little taste of summer today almost.
I know. Almost.
Here in St. Louis, we get all four seasons in 1 week.
I know. It's really hard to plan ahead for Easter too when you're buying those outfits for your kids and everything, because you just never know. You might buy them a cute sleeveless dress and it's way too cold to wear. So, you know, all of those spring outfits are going to be perfect for today. And the Easter egg hunts, I think also we should be fine. Now, we've had a few spots of rain overnight, very limited though. Most places have stayed dry. As we go into today, I really think we get through most, if not all, of the daytime hours dry. The one caveat would be our far northern counties. So 9 a.m., mostly cloudy. Well, a nice warm up by lunchtime up to about 70 degrees. And then this afternoon, 80 degrees. Clouds and sun mixing. At times we will have more clouds than sunshine, but I don't think it will be completely overcast the entire day. Power Doppler, we're keeping an eye on things. We do have a warm front draped across our region that has been the focus for a few spotty showers overnight. Right now, though, we are dry in our area. I would say the best chance of a shower or storm in our area today would be our far northern counties, but really for the most part, I think it's going to be more limited to northeastern Missouri and into west central Illinois out ahead of this front as it lifts to the north. Now, this afternoon and evening, if some of those storms were to get going in northeast Missouri, west central Illinois, we could see some large hail. But again, I really think most of that, if not all of it, stays north of our area. But there's some of that little activity that we saw through the overnight hours. Nothing severe. It was all very weak. Highland, Illinois, St. Louis Soaring Association showing some cloud cover out there. Kind of a cool view there. Our Washington Avenue camera, visibility just fine this morning. 58 degrees, that northeast wind is at 6 miles per hour. Pressure this hour is holding steady. So temperatures elsewhere, 54 in Vandalia, Illinois, 57 in Union, 56 in Mosca Mills, 53 in Sparta. So futurecast, this is where things are going to get a little bit interesting. So today, the around 80 degrees or so. Futurecast keeps things pretty calm and quiet. Here we are at 4 p.m. We could have a spot shower or storm really at any point in time from late morning through the afternoon hours in our far northern counties. I'd say more instability the later we get into the day. So that's where if a storm were to develop, we could see maybe a stronger storm or two. Most of that looks to stay north of our region. Overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy and also mostly dry. I've looked at a few models, and where we have some question marks will be with Monday. So most of us see a dry night tonight. We could have a few storms, especially in our far northern counties tonight into the first part of the overnight hours. But I think that much of the morning and hopefully the morning commute is dry. But the things where we start to see questions will be how the late morning and early afternoon unfolds. Do we see a round of showers and storms late morning through early afternoon, or do we see mostly dry conditions? So what happens in the morning will then have an impact on what happens later in the afternoon and evening with the strong storm threat. So here we are at 5 p.m. Still things with this model are okay, but we do see those strong showers and or strong storms develop and then move through later on in the evening and into the overnight hours, lingering into Tuesday morning. Now, if we see more shower and storm activity late morning through early afternoon, that will lessen our severe weather threat for later in the day. If we don't see much tomorrow late morning, early afternoon, we could definitely have some strong storms. So that's what we're going to be keeping a close eye on. We do have the potential out there for the significant risk of severe weather. So just a few question marks still, and it's really going to depend on what happens earlier in the day on Monday. Today, 80 degrees, those spot storms north. Also notice a bit of a temperature range from the northern side of that warm front, but that warm front continues lifting north today. Tonight, 63, mostly cloudy. we could maybe have a few storms. Strong storms for tomorrow and then tomorrow night. Tomorrow later in the day, that severe threat into tomorrow night. Lingering showers on Tuesday right now. Opening day looking quiet still, but we have lowered that temperature. Right now it looks like highs in the upper 50s.